What do you anticipate the turnout will be in your county?
I'm hoping it's going to be about 50%, but it's probably going to be more like 40.
Okay. Well, walk me through how you, not only in this election, but in past elections too, before I do ask you the question, how long have you been a county clerk over there?
I've been county clerk since 1995, but I've worked in here since 1984.
Okay, so you're very familiar then with the mechanics.
26 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're very familiar then with the mechanics of how to figure out how many folks are going to vote. Give me an idea of how you calculate what the voter turnout is going to be in your county, and I assume it'll be similar to other clerks throughout the state.
Well, first of all, we look at what issues are on the ballots. And, you know, if there's heated races, if there's a proposition, a local question for a city or some type of district in our county, that all plays into what kind of turnout we predict. And, of course, the more heated races there are, it seems to be the bigger the turnout. And we look at that first. We then look at past elections of numbers that turned out, and we factor all that in together and try to come up with an estimate of what we think may vote on election day.
Do you try to factor in voter registrations and what kind of surge you might have seen or lack of interest in registration coming up to the election?
Yes, we look at if we've had a significant amount of new registered voters, that's a sign. If we have a lot of absentee voting, that's a sign. All of that, just, you know, everything together plays into our prediction.
It's pretty much an educated guess, but in your case, you've been at this long enough, you've been through the process several times, so you kind of have a pretty good feel for how things are going to go, don't you?
I do, but it doesn't always turn out that way. Sometimes I miss it by a lot, and sometimes I'm pretty close. So it is an educated guess, but it's also, it just depends on how many people want to take the time to come out and vote.
Well, we'll only remember the times that you were spot on here. We're not going to talk about the times you missed.
There you go.
What factor, when we started this, you talked about how you thought maybe 50% of the folks would come out in your county, but that might be as little as 40%. Mm-hmm. What factors lead you to think that?
Well, in Scott County, we don't have any local elected official races. We're all uncontested, and we have one city that has an issue on the ballot, but besides that, there's nothing really on the ballot to draw them out for local issues. Now, we do have a lot of concern, of course, for all the state offices and the propositions and the amendments, but there's no local issue that's going to bring people out to vote for a particular local candidate.
Is it the local candidates, the House and Senate, and any local issues that really drive the numbers higher than 50%?
Sometimes it is the, just say, for example, if there's six of us on the ballot and five of us have opponents, then, of course, more people's going to come out because we've been out campaigning harder and people are more aware of what's going on.
Does a Senate race usually generate the voter turnout?
It does to some extent. As we all know, I've heard a lot of comments of people are so tired of this election because of the negative ads and all of that, and they're ready for it to be over. They don't really know which candidate to believe. But some of them says, but I'm telling you, I'm coming to vote because I'm going to have a say in this one way or the other. And so it's a very important position, and I think the voters, I think that race will bring out a lot of people.
You know, I, on the other hand, too, I also have heard people say, I just wish I could vote no. I might not even go. Is there a certain discouragement factor when we have the kind of campaigns that we've had for the Senate and for other offices?
Definitely. I've heard that same thing. I've heard some people that has voted for years tell me personally that they're not going to vote this year because of all the negative ads and all that, and they think that's wrong. They hate that that much money is being spent, and neither candidate deserves their attention.
You have a pretty good congressional race down there, don't you?
Yes, we do. We're in the 8th Congressional District, and that race is also another hot issue.
Well, at this point, you're less than, and by the time I put this on the air tomorrow morning, the polls will be open. But you've got all of your supplies ready to go and going out to the precincts fairly soon, if not already there. How hard is it to calculate how many ballots you're going to need and how much other equipment you're going to need to actually pull off an election?
There again, it's all based, an educated guess based on past, and you know, we order enough ballots based percentage of how many registered voters we have, and you know, you hope that there's 100% turnout, but of course there never will be, but we prepare for that.
County clerks have pretty long days on
Definitely.
Election days. Do you and your staff build in any time during the day when you might be able to take an hour away or a couple of hours away during the regular business hours to sneak a little a nap in before the long night or anything?
Well, we try that, but everybody is on standby. There's actually only four of us that works in the Scott County election office here, and it takes all of us. We try to stagger hours some, but we're all on standby, dressed and ready to go. I always do the morning shift. I'm always here at 5:15 opening up and here, and then the other ladies stagger in throughout the day. But we all know that we may be here from 6 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock at night without a break of any sort, and thank God we all have staffs that are willing to do that for us, because that's what it takes.
Long-time people who work in a county clerk's office, as you have, or long-time county clerks, have seen the state of Missouri go through several generations of voting procedures, voting ballots. We're doing things a whole lot different now than we did when you first started out in the county clerk's office, aren't we?
Oh, definitely. We've always had paper ballots, and we used to count, the election judges used to count them at the polling place, and we would be here sometime till 1 o'clock in the morning or so. And now, you know, we then went through where they brought the ballots back here, we ran them through a scanner, and that got us through maybe till 10 o'clock. But now, with the modern technology and the scanning system, we've been very fortunate that we're out at a very reasonable time and got the results out to everyone as quickly as we can. You know, it is a long day for us, and you know, we prepare for this, you know, weeks in advance. And, you know, it is a long, hard day for us and our staffs, but we know that's what came along with the job, and we're willing to do it, and we all just work together to get it done.
You're not on the ballot there this year, are you?
I am on the ballot, but I'm running unopposed.
Well, congratulations.
And that is great.